We're on the telephone with Aaron Hodgson, assistant professor of entomology at Iowa State University. Aaron, wanted to visit with you about the corn rootworm egg hatch situation here in 2012. Of course, things are running a lot earlier this year than normal. What about the rootworms?
Yeah, normally their egg hatch averages around right around Memorial Day, and we're running a little bit ahead of that compared to most years and about 2 weeks ahead of where we were last year. And the southwestern part of the state near the Lewis Research Farm is experiencing 50% egg hatch right now. And I would expect that the rest of the state probably would be approaching that degree day accumulation within the next 7 to 14 days.
Is there any indication of how heavy it will be this year?
As far as larval populations, I would expect we have very good establishment of the larvae, so those that were able to survive, and we had a very mild winter, so most likely the eggs did survive. They probably are hatching just fine, and if they happen to emerge when corn is already planted and germinated, they have plenty of root tissue to feed on. So I would guess that it's a good establishment and probably good numbers this year.
And as far as scouting advice for farmers, what do you have to tell them?
Yeah, especially for corn rootworm being a soil-dwelling pest as far as the larvae goes, I strongly recommend that people go into every field and sample for root damage later in the season, kind of mid-July, mid to the end of July, just because typically people don't see the below-ground symptoms until there's a severe wind event or something where it knocks down corn, and you never kind of want to get it to that point. So regardless of the seed selection or the traits that people are using, I think that it's a good idea just to assess individual fields for populations every year.
Of course, there's been a lot of talk, a lot of publicity about possible rootworm resistance with BT hybrids. Is there any kind of prediction on how that's going to proceed this year? Or?
Well, the fields that are most likely having the problem of unexpected damage, so even though you're planting with a BT trait, you're still having high numbers and then consequently root damage. Those fields that tend to have more damage are continuous corn fields with the same BT trait planted for 3 or more years. And so those are the fields that should be highest priority for scouting is continuous corn, most likely where you're going to see the increased damage compared to those that have a corn-soybean rotation.
And as far as treatment with insecticide?
Yeah, the products for what we would consider like a rescue treatment for corn rootworm larvae are pretty limited and not that effective because it's hard to make contact with the larvae to get the product pushed through the soil to make contact. And so that would sort of be a last-ditch effort to really knock back those populations. Some people also try and target the adults later in the season as they're emerging and mating, and that's also not quite as, I mean, it can be effective, but it's generally doesn't solve the bigger issue of what's happening underground. So the management after the fact, after you have high numbers, is very hard to overcome.
Okay. The fact that we're kind of moving into some really dry conditions here all of a sudden, is that a factor at all, or?
That probably is an advantage for the larvae. They don't survive or thrive very well in saturated soils. They suffocate. And so if the soil is dry, they actually can do a little bit better than in saturated soil. So that's also kind of a double whammy as far as stress on the corn plants. And so you might typically see damage more readily than if the plants had adequate moisture.
Aaron, I'm out of questions. Anything else we need to know? Or?
Well, just that because we have egg hatch a little bit sooner than normal, development of corn rootworm in general is probably going to be a little bit faster than normal. So you might actually start to see the adults a little bit sooner than you normally would. And so if their emergence is synced with silking, you could have some of that interference with pollination because they are really attracted to those corn silks. And so just to keep an eye out for that, we should be watching for the adults this year, paying a little bit more closer attention to that than we normally would, just so that there's no chance of interfering with pollination.